Criminal Cases Review Commission, Chief Exec of Miscarriage of Justice Body Quits, Date Modified : 2025-07-02T10:14:08.727Z, Description : The CCRC has come under intense criticism since Andrew Mawkinson's wrongful conviction was overturned, Chief Exec of Miscarriage of Justice Body Quits After Criticism, 2 hours ago, save, Johanna Chisholm BBC News, save, Parliament.tv, Karen Kneller has stood down as Chief Executive of the Criminal Cases Review Commission, the head of the body responsible for investigating potential miscarriage of justices in England, Wales and Northern Ireland has resigned following months of criticism. Karen Kneller stood down as Chief Executive of the embattled Criminal Cases Review Commission, CCRC, after 12 years in the role. There had been calls for her to resign when the CCRC admitted failing Andrew Mawkinson, who spent 17 years in prison for a crime he did not commit despite serious concerns the evidence against him was flawed. In May, the Justice Select Committee said the organization had shown an inability to learn from its own mistakes on Ms. Kneller's watch and called for her to go. She has not commented since her departure was confirmed. Dame Vera Baird, who was appointed chair of the CCRC last month and tasked with leading a review of it, said, "The CCRC has a vital role to play in the criminal justice system, but confidence in the organization has been badly damaged. Confidence in our work must be restored." Ms. Kneller's resignation is the second highest profile departure at the review body this year. In January, Helen Pitcher quit as CCRC chair after an independent panel found it had let Mr. Mawkinson down. The 59-year-old was accused of raping a woman in Greater Manchester in 2003, and later jailed for life despite no DNA linking him to the crime. He was released in December 2020. While Mr. Mawkinson was in jail, the CCRC twice rejected his submissions that he was innocent, the second of which was after Ms. Pitcher became chair. PA Media, Andrew Mawkinson spent 17 years in prison after being wrongly convicted of rape. His case was not referred to the Court of Appeal until January 2023, a full 20 years since being wrongly accused, and he was fully exonerated in the July of that year. An independent review of his case found Mr. Mawkinson would have been released a decade earlier had the CCRC sought new evidence. The crime he was accused of was later linked to another suspect via DNA testing, which the review found could have happened sooner if the CCRC had intervened. As a result of Mr. Mawkinson's appeal, the CCRC is reviewing thousands of cases it had previously rejected as worthy of consideration in which DNA evidence could cast doubt on a conviction. Matt Foote of Legal Charity Appeal, which represented Mr. Mawkinson when he successfully challenged his conviction in the courts, said Ms. Kneller's resignation was long overdue. He continued, "Ultimately, a completely fresh senior leadership team, with a track record of challenging injustice, is required for the CCRC to become effective." Amanda Pierce, Casework Operations Director at the CCRC, has been appointed interim chief executive. "Criminal appeals body will be reformed whatever it takes," says new chair. Mawkinson vindicated after review body chair quits. Wrongly jailed Andrew Mawkinson gets first payout. British Broadcasting Corporation, Home, News, Sport, Business, Innovation, Culture, Arts, Travel, Earth, Audio, Video, Live, Weather, BBC Shop, BritBox, BBC in Other Languages, Follow BBC On, Terms of Use, About the BBC, Privacy Policy, Cookies, Accessibility Help, Contact the BBC, Advertise with Us, Do Not Share or Sell My Info, BBC.com Help and FAQs, Copyright 2025 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/scene21x90/id:earn-bbc-optimo-asset-scene21x90 contents type: headline model